The tourist town Valkenburg has come back to life. Local businesses protesting against the government's lockdown by opening their doors.
It has been really difficult to be in this situation for a long time. Not only us, but all business owners, museums and cinemas have to pay the price. And for us, it's become really hard.
Valkenburg is 5 kilometers away from Belgium and Germany, where all restaurants and shops are open. Disgruntled entrepreneurs had to watch their customers flock across the border to shop, eat and be entertained for the past 4 weeks.
So this is basically called civil disobedience, right?
No, this is a demonstration. And it's a fundamental right to express how you think about things. And as a mayor of this city, I allow this as a demonstration. It's a very quiet friendly demonstration.
But very crowded.
It's crowded, but I see happy faces.
It is clear that many in the Netherlands are fed up with the government's COVID-19 policies. They're seen as inconsistent and lacking a long-term vision. Under pressure from protests like these, the government seems to have no choice but to relax what have been the strictest lockdown measures in Europe.
Dus dat vraagt behoedzaamheid van wat we nu doen.
What we are doing now is taking a very big step, taking a risk. I think it's a responsible risk. In the next 10 days, we will look exactly at what we can learn from abroad and what we can also learn from here in the Netherlands.
But the government is warning that the Omicron peak is yet to come and will likely paralyze parts of society and add to the growing number of deaths. The Netherlands saw higher numbers of excess mortality in the past few months compared to other European nations.
Some of those definitely could have been prevented, not all of them during a pandemic, of course, but some probably could have been prevented either by introducing measures earlier, so infections would have been prevented, or we could have started the booster campaign earlier, as other countries did.
While the government has caved in to public pressure by partially lifting lockdown measures, it's now hoping the decision won't cause hospitals to be flooded once again. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, Valkenburg.